staving off Ben Battle. Cometh the hour, cometh the legend. Greatness, Winks has done it. It's F1 Utopia.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're tuned to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
And welcome back to the show. Our talk topic today is if you had an opportunity to get into a time machine and go back and watch a sporting event you would love to see. Jimmy, I reckon in 50, 100 years' time, people will be saying that very thing about getting the opportunity to go back and watch Winks race. Mm. And we've had the privilege of doing so for the last few years. It was terrific scenes again yesterday. Part owner Peter Tye is on the line. And Pete, she just keeps winning and keeps coming back. Why are you thinking of retiring her?
Yeah, morning, fellas. I suppose it's got to come to an end sooner or later. Yeah. So, you know, we'd love to keep her going, but it, in all fairness, I mean, it's up to make sure that she is treated with the respect she deserves and not to over-race her.
Mm. Hey, Pete, when you do go to China Doll and you have your meeting with the owners and Chris Waller and you're talking there about what are we going to do with it, do you look around sheepishly or nervously and try and catch the eye of someone else who thinks, just keep running her? Because she's not getting any worse. In fact, you could argue she's getting better.
Yeah, it seems to be the way. I don't know what it is or what the secret to it is, but Chris has certainly managed it well, and she comes back and she never seems to be any different. She just, you know, does what she does best, gets out on the track and gives them all a bit of a belting and then gets ready for the next assignment. So, yeah. I don't know. She's certainly one in a lifetime and one for the ages.
Mm. Do you feel pressure? I saw your interview after the race yesterday. It feels like that every time she goes around that there's enormous pressure on everyone.
Well, we're getting to the end, you know, whereas we're worried that we're making the right decision, that we don't, put her out one too many times for a race. And so the build-up last week was pretty big and, you know, everybody knows that first up's probably the biggest test, whether she's come back, it's the shortest distance, everything like that. So all the signs were there, but until you put them into actual race conditions, you're never going to know. So it was a bit of pressure last week, and just try to keep busy and keep your mind off that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, she just sailed through like she always does. Peter, I know yourself and Chris and everyone involved with Winks have been asked a million times what's the secret, but it's a couple of things that Chris Waller said in recent days about Winks's ability to perform at a high level, but not overly exert herself, which seems strange when you run 120.88 like she did yesterday. But watching closely again, Huey's looked after her. She's cruised over the line. She has this ability to recover quickly from races, in Chris's opinion, because she's not pushing herself to the limit. Do you think that is one of the reasons for her longevity?
Oh, I think absolutely. I really think she's that far and above the competition. I mean, and I've got no disrespect for the likes of Happy Clapper or any other horse she races, but, you know, you see it in all sports where there's a standout athlete, one that just defies everything. And I think she's just one of those. Yeah. She just knows how to win and what to do. And she doesn't knock herself around and she just does what she has to without having to exert herself to the fullest extent.
Pete, you talked about, you know, the pressure and taking her out every time she goes around. Does it matter if she is beaten? Like, you know, St. George eventually lost.
Yeah.
Edwin Moses eventually lost after a decade.
Usain Bolt eventually lost.
Yeah, does it matter?
Oh, no, not at all. We don't go there thinking that it's a foregone conclusion that we're going to win. I mean, every race we take it, and you'd be foolish not to, but take it as a competition it is. I mean, there's an element of luck in everything you do, and there's an element of luck in sport. So, you know, the day that bad luck befalls you and things don't go your way is that, you know, the day you might get beaten. But no, we're doing it now. It's not for anything particular, that only that we know she's enjoying it. And if she was to be beaten and beaten on her merits, well, that'd be the end of the section, because, you know, she's given her all and she got beaten. We know it's time to pull the curtains down. But, you know, as you can see by yesterday's display, vindicated the decision made by Chris and Huey that she's not getting any... She certainly doesn't look to be getting any older, or certainly not any slower.
No.
And, that's what makes it so enjoyable for everybody.
That word enjoyable, Peter, I think yesterday, if you were trackside, you would have got an appreciation of, if you're watching on TV or listening around the Australia as well, she's no longer just a racing champion. She's become a national sporting icon, hasn't she?
she has. She brings, you know, so much to so many people. I mean, it doesn't matter where you talk now, especially in Australia, but, you know, overseas, you know, what she's done for the sport and not only that, it's what she's done for people. I mean, it gives people, you know, a bit of joy, and, you know, people are finding it a bit tough or doing it a bit tough can, you know, sit back and have something to look forward to, and she just comes and delivers the goods, which, you know, it's just a feel-good story for everybody.
Yeah, it's an amazing story. It's a story beyond racing. It almost is, beyond sport, I think.
It probably is now.
Just incredible. Pete, congratulations again. Well done. She had another win. That's 30. It's just incredible.
Never tire of it.
You've always been great with your time for this program. We do appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me on.